o'clock. This is Wednesday evening, 5/29/24. The title is Don't Borrow from Tomorrow. So, if you're thinking about tomorrow, then you're not living today. You know, we're in a society where it's always about, you know, you got to think about your future. Really? Is that what the Bible says? No, it does not say that. All right, the scriptures tell us that we are not to think about tomorrow so that you live your day. All right, Matthew 6:34 says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, what does that say to you? To me, it says, well, you handle today, and then when tomorrow gets here, it'll be today. So, really, the only thing the Lord wants us to be, I don't like to use the word concern. That's a good word. Occupied with is today. How much do we borrow trouble? How much do we get in angst about things that are down the road? Think about it and we don't want to do them. And it just ruins it. You know, you just, things you agonize over or whatever. You might as well just say, you know what, Lord? I'll have grace for the day when the day comes, right? And usually it's never the way we think it's going to be. When we get there and God's grace is there, we go, what was I all frazzled about? Yeah. All right. So taking thought is borrowing trouble that you have no grace to take care of. That's why you get upset. That's why you get down. I mean, just think about it. If all you're ever looking to is someday out there, you never will enjoy your life, right? While you're waiting for someday to come, there's a whole lot of years that you've lost that you could have lived and enjoyed. Well, it's the truth, like it or not like it, but that's what, as humans, you know, and the enemy of our soul trying to get us to get into cares. Taking a care, taking thought about this and that. We have to understand the Heavenly Father has our futures in His hands, and so He has a good plan. He says, and you'll come to a good end. Isn't that Jeremiah 29:11? Let's look at that. Jeremiah 29:11. Where are you, Jeremiah? Mine tabs kind of hide each other here. All right, let's see. There you are. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you an expected end. Yeah. So, let me read the Amplified. From what I remember, it's really good. Let's see what it says. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. I like that. All right. There is no borrowing grace for the future. It's just for today. It's just for today. God wants us walking in it, in the now. Remember the movie Spaceballs? He says, when do we get to now? But isn't that really We're to walk in the now. All right. Hebrews 11:1. Says, when do we get to now? He goes, soon. All right. Now, faith is. Now, faith is. It doesn't say, in the future, faith is. Now faith is. All right. Go to Exodus chapter 16. You know, we've heard so much nowadays about this is our Exodus moment. This is our departure from the Red Sea and or passing over the Red Sea and all these analogies that we hear today. Well, you can't just have the Red Sea moment without the rest of it, you know? Kind of goes with the territory. This is Exodus 16, starting with verse 1 there. And this is when they come out of the, you know, come across the Red Sea. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. You know, there's griping when they're in Egypt, and they're griping when they're in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. These people are not even rational. When you think about all the plagues that happened in Egypt and everything that happened, and God spoiled the Egyptians, and they come out laden with silver and gold, and one weak or sick one among them, and they're still griping. Oh, you know, oh, that we died back there. What a group of people. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what we are, that ye murmur against us. They gripe because they didn't have nothing to eat. They gripe because they didn't have any water. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the children of the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. You know, looking back in the past and yearning for what was in the past is just as bad as looking to the future. It's not in the now. It came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. You shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. An omer for every man according to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over. He that gathered little had no lack. And they gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and snake. And Moses was wroth with them, and they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. When the sun waxed hot, it melted. So there wasn't this any of this stockpiling stuff. Fear for your future. You're not going to have nothing to eat. No. God said, I give you enough for today. Now. I give you food now. I give you quail now, bread now. But here they are, stockpiling. I tell you, is it any different today? Yeah. The Lord doesn't want us stockpiling. He wants us trusting Him. I'm not saying don't go buy groceries. I'm not saying that. But there's a principle here about always looking to the future for things to get better instead of enjoying now. I look up and I think, look how fast the years have gone. Look how much wasted time that you could have been enjoying and you didn't. You were fretting and stewing over things. And most of the things you threaten and stew over never happened anyway. Well, yeah. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, and he said unto them, This is that which the Lord has said, Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and see that ye will seethe, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. That's the only time that he allowed it. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. It came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? In other words, they're caring for themselves. See for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Why did they go out there and gather when the Lord said not to? Didn't they believe God would provide? No, they were borrowing trouble. They was getting themselves in trouble with the Lord, that's for sure. I mean, what happened to these people? They got killed. They died out in the wilderness, never going in and never having or partaking of God's best. All right. This is stinking thinking. The manna that they gathered to stockpile for themselves stunk, bred worms. When we're looking out to the future and we're not paying attention to now, enjoying now to the fullest, then that's stinking. That's carrying care. Caring for yourself. And the Lord says, I'm the one that wants to care for you. He was trying to tell them, I want to care for you. Okay. All right. Always looking to the future and fretting over how long it is taking or what am I going to do then. If you just get, you know, fearful and upset all the time, you don't enjoy your life. And a lot of it has to do with what you're listening to, too. You know, like today, there's just not much to listen to anymore because everybody just pushes fear. Oh, my God, you're not going to have power. Oh, my God, you're not going to have any money. Oh, my God, there's not going to be any food in the grocery store. It's the truth. You hear it every single day on social media platforms. Every day. Somebody pushing the fear porn. Well, a lot of it is for gain. Well, you better go buy this generator, or you better go buy this food kit that the food lasts for 25 years. Well, I'm telling you, is it real food to last 25 years? Do I want that? No. You remember John Osteen when he came out with the first book? What was the title of it? Your Best Life Now? Oh, Joel, not John, Joel Osteen. Your Best Life Now. All right, Luke chapter 12. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things that he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. God doesn't mind you having things. He doesn't want hate things having you. Matthew 26 here says, Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? We only have today. And when tomorrow comes, it will be today. Learning to live in the moment is a virtue, I believe. Especially with how we've been programmed in this society. That's what the enemy does. Yeah. The scripture indicates here in verse 34 that tomorrow has thoughts for the things of itself. In other words, it's not for today. It's for tomorrow. You'll have to deal with your own, have new grace, and deal with what you need to deal with tomorrow. Not all of it today. You don't have the grace for tomorrow today. I hope y'all are getting this right here. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So to me, it's saying if you're looking to that instead of right now, then that's evil. It's this, if you're saying, God, you're not taking good enough care for me, so I've got to take it on myself to do it for myself. Just like those that gathered the manna, and God said, don't go out there. Gather 2 days. And they did it anyway. Yeah. All right, let's look at a few scriptures here. God provides for today. All right, Psalms 59. This song kept coming up to me this morning. I don't know the whole, it's a hymn. And it's got all the verses, and I don't really know the tune to the verses, but the refrain says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord, great is your faithfulness." His mercy's new every morning. All right, 59. It's probably an old Baptist hymnal if I have to guess. 16 and 17. "I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy." Mercy means favored. Favored. All right, we got a few scriptures here. Psalms 84:11. I just picked out a few because there's many. 84:11. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Why would people go care for themselves? Because they don't believe the Lord will provide. Yeah. All right. Psalms 84:11. Wait a minute. Well, I missed one. Let's go back to Psalms 5. Or either I forgot to put the... And that's highly possible. If it's... Let's see what it says. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. All right, Psalms 30. This is a good one. Starting with one there. "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." I told you it was a good one. All right, go to Proverbs 3. Start with verse 1 there. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." That's your mind. "And lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. What were we talking about? Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof, borrowing trouble. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the firstfruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy not thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but a shame shall be the promotion of fools. Yeah. Okay. Proverbs 8:35. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. All right. Romans 13:14. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In other words, you're not striving to try to get your things fulfilled, because, you know, a lot of people do, and a lot of them have nervous breakdowns over it, saying to themselves, God provides the grace to handle the troubles that come our way. Every day, whatever we need, the Lord gives us, if we'll trust him, if we'll ask him. Lord, when I don't know what to do, so my eyes are on you, you know? All right, let's go back to the Psalms, a few more. Psalms 27. Verse 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall hide me up upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about. Therefore will I offer to his, in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Psalms 37:39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. All right. 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. All right, Psalms 59, 16. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. All right, one more. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So for those that live for today, the Lord's got all this that he's there to help us with. We just have to resist the urge to take it into our own hands and let our minds go wherever our minds don't need to go.